How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a shopkeeper who turned from dismal failure to a brilliant career. But first, a word from a familiar voice. There's a man who knows what he's talking about. And now step with me behind the scenes to the back room of a small shop. The cubby holes of the battered roll-top desk are stuffed with multicolored invoices. The flickering light from the gas jet casts dancing shadows over the words stamped on each bill. The fateful words, "Account past due, please remit." The shopkeeper, his eyes reddened with lack of sleep, his brow furrowed with concern, is adding a column of figures. As he finishes, he looks up and runs his hand through his hair in a characteristic gesture. Let's step beside him and check his additions. It was all over now. He'd failed. That was quite clear from the stock that had lain on his shelves for weeks, from the ever-dwindling number of customers, and most of all, from the red ink column of the ledger in front of him. He should never have tried to run a store in the first place. He was basically a farm boy, and he supposed that's where he should have stayed, raising chickens and milking cows, planting in the spring and reaping in the fall. Well, he was going back to his farm. He had just enough money left to pay his bills and to get his family moved back to the country. Just that much remained in his bank account and no more. Suddenly, the door behind him swung open. A short, fat, moon-faced man in his early 40s waddled into the little room. "What's happened here?" he asked. "Where are the customers?" The shopkeeper, in halting sentences, explained that there were no customers and would be none, explained that his store had failed. The heavy-set man raised his bushy eyebrows. "So you're closing up, eh? Well, what are you going to do with all this stock you have left?" The merchant smiled sadly. "Give it away, I guess. Nobody wants to buy it." "That seems rather foolish," the other man interjected. "You got a couple of $100 tied up here." "I'll tell you what. I passed through a little town the other day, saw an empty store. It looks like good business property to me. Now, you could go down there, rent that place for, oh, maybe a week or so, and sell off this merchandise. Keep the prices low. You won't get rich, but you'll get rid of this junk, and it's better than throwing away your whole investment." The shopkeeper hesitated, thinking, wondering, and then hoping. It might be worth the time. He'd do his best to dispose of his remaining stock. He'd try for a couple of weeks. He had nothing to lose, and the money would come in handy. He'd risk 2 weeks of it, but no more. After that, he was going back to the farm. Now, before the conclusion to our story, a word from your announcer. So the young entrepreneur loaded his goods and his family into a wagon and set out for Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to sell the remnants of his fling at shopkeeping. He opened the empty store, put up his displays, and in a few days had sold off most of his merchandise at very cheap prices. Then, instead of closing as he'd planned, he reordered. And that shop in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, stayed open, not just for 2 weeks. It's still running, still providing for the needs of the local housewives, and is quite famous as the oldest of America's 5- and 10-cent stores. A store that was established to dispose of surplus goods by that failing shopkeeper, F.W. Woolworth. And now, this is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.